Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March 12, 2012. Israeli jet fighters continue to bombard Gaza. Death toll reaches 23 since Friday, while soldiers injure 11 political detainees during a shakedown. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Mohammed Al-Hassoumi, 65, and his daughter Fawzia, 30, died on Monday midday when Israeli fighter jets targeted a group of civilians in Beit Lahia town, northern Gaza Strip. Earlier on Monday, a 15-year-old school student, identified as Naif Shaban Karmut, killed and six other children were wounded, three seriously, when an Israeli warjet fired a missile at a school student playing near a gas station in a Shujaiya area west of Gaza City. Meanwhile, two fighters of Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, were killed when the Israeli army carried out a series of airstrikes on Monday at dawn targeting the southern part of the Gaza Strip, Gaza City, and the northern part of the coastal region. Palestinian groups in Gaza continued to fire homemade rockets at Israeli areas near the Gaza borders in response to the continued attacks. Israeli sources reported no injuries today. Late on Sunday night and after midnight, 35 Palestinians, most of them are women and children, were injured in a number of Israeli attacks targeting several areas in Gaza. They were all moved to local hospitals, suffering mild to moderate injuries, while one of them is in a serious condition. The latest round of escalation started after the Israeli army assassinated on Friday leader of the armed resistance group in Gaza, the Popular Resistance Committees, and his assistants. In other news, Israeli soldiers broke on Monday at dawn into Ascalon prison and attacked dozens of Palestinian political prisoners, wounding 11, one seriously. The soldiers tried to force several detainees to submit to naked body search. In a letter that was leaked from Ascalon prison, the detainees stated that the attack was carried out at 5 a.m. and that dozens of soldiers broke into their rooms and violently attacked them before trying to force some of them to fully undress. Detainees further stated that 11 detainees were wounded, one seriously, and that the situation remains fragile as the army appears to be preparing for another assault. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, March 12th Daily News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. Join us again tomorrow for more news and updates. Visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Barmoura.